This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And it is the eve of Cinco de Mayo. Actually, Manchester tonight, it's going to look like it's Cinco de Mayo because it is our, I'm not even sure which annual it is, but it's quite a few years of the Taco Tour. And we always are able to say we are the world's largest taco tour. Steve Freeman's in the house.
Hi, Steve.
We haven't seen Grace Steve since his presence. Since he was a baby.
I was
a long time ago.
Since before he had his baby, so we can't wait to hear all about that. It's so exciting, right?
I've seen his baby.
In person, so have I.
Yes. Oh, okay, okay. So we're going to have to share with everybody else. So Taco Tour.
Taco Tour is tonight. Have you ever been to the Taco Tour?
Yes.
Isn't it a blast?
We broadcast live a couple years ago.
Outside.
That was so much fun.
You're right.
That was a truly fantastic event in a wonderful city. Fantastic weather.
I'm excited about the weather.
It's the biggest. I think it's the only Taco Tour.
I think that's why we say world's largest.
It's a phenomenal event, and kudos to everyone who created it. It's this Elm Street will
Jody
be packed
Reese
with people.
At the Hippo.
Right.
Him and his staff.
Oh.
And yes, it is just like tonight, if you come to Manchester, the whole Elm Street and all the extensions of the streets off of Elm is going to be swarmed with people. I think the Red Arrow Diner, we serve well over 2,000 tacos. I think it's like almost 2,500 that we serve over on Lowell Street.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've done it so many years that the line may look big, but I'm telling you, it flies. My people know this like the back of their hand. And most of the lines, really, when you see the lines, don't get discouraged. You know, believe me, all the tacos are well worth it. And we went yesterday to the Red Arrow Diner to test out their taco of what they're serving today.
Are you going to tell us?
I can tell you, sure, definitely. We are serving, because, you know, we're a diner, and it's got to be something pretty much that's on our menu.
Right.
And this year we're serving meatloaf dinner taco.
Ooh.
Isn't that cool?
Last year's was dessert-esque, right?
What was it? I don't even remember.
Like strawberries or something? Or?
No.
Okay, maybe
I was
not.
Thinking it was going to be a hot dog with chili wrapped in taco.
Right?
Next year. It is a tortilla, and then at the bottom is mashed potatoes, and then a piece of our delicious meatloaf. We have really good meatloaf. No peppers in it. That's my big thing. No peppers in the meatloaf. And a little bit of gravy, just a teeny bit of gravy on it, and then some... kind of like a pico de gallo mix with a little bit of cheese on top.
Oh, that sounds good.
And you brought samples for us today. Why?
I did not.
Sorry. We needed to test it out for you, make sure it's going to be okay.
Well, that's what we did yesterday.
Oh, okay. So I had a stamp of approval.
You know, it's so fun to do that. Well, Kim, have you been with us when we do samples?
No.
Not yet?
No.
Kim is in the house, by the way, Kim Bergeron. Also, as well as Steve Freeman and Tracy and me, and it's so fun.
And Amanda will be coming down in a few minutes.
Amanda will be coming down. Yeah. You know, yeah. So,
and all the tacos are $2, no matter where you go. So
you don't need any tickets to come down,
too. Right. It's great.
It's from 4 to 9, no tickets. All you have to do is, you know, go to the restaurant you want. You'll see on almost all the street corners, Steve is looking at it right now, it is a map of who's serving what. And just probably with the... probably what you could do is maybe go to the bank and get some ones. That will help everybody.
Right. Go really.
I'm sure most of us all plan ahead, but it is helpful to just have ones. It'll make the line go quicker.
And the map is online too. The hippo is hippo.com, I believe
I
it is. You just Google Taco Tour.
Okay.
Yeah, you just Google Taco Tour, Manchester Taco Tour, and the map pops right up.
And Hippo has an app too, which I'll check while we're talking.
I thought so.
Hippo Scout. I think
something like that.
I'm pretty sure it's Hippo Scout.
So there's
and do you get to vote on there?
People,
50 restaurants,
2,000 or so. What's the math? 100,000 tacos.
Oh my gosh!
Right?
Yeah, probably. Oh my god!
And every one of them will probably be gone.
That's 100,000.
That's crazy, yeah. Isn't it?
I mean, you can easily eat 4 to 6 of them, right?
Well, I remember last year, didn't J-Dog try to eat all of them?
Yes, he tried to tried to hit every single. I don't think he made it.
I don't see how he could.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd throw up.
But yeah. The best part is, I didn't hear if you mentioned it, it's all for charity. And it's a very inexpensive way to feed your family, your friends. Pay it forward, bring some out to the people on the street if you want.
Get out on a nice day.
All the money goes to local charities.
Each restaurant picks their charity. Yep. Mm-hmm. And this year, the Red Arrow Diner picked Girls at Work.
Yes.
We love them over there. Fun. So, and you can also check them out at girlsatwork.com. No, .org.
Girlswork. Girlswork.org.
Yep, that's right. Girlswork.org. So, Steve, before Donna chimes in.
Yes.
I want to hear about the baby.
Oh, I should use the calming baby stuff after Donna. Yes, I'm a new daddy. It's great. I'm happy to say she's 7 weeks and 2 days.
Wow. And how did that happen?
On the first night of her 7th week, she slept through the night.
Get out.
Don't tell Amanda that.
We both woke up at
5. I looked. I'm like, did you wake up to feed her? She's like, no. I'm like, seriously? Because
Didn't you jump up to make sure she's breathing?
Yes,
I did at 5 a.m. I didn't want to say that.
And I naturally wake up now.
I know.
I've my whole life, I can sleep through a piano, a concert, fire engines, anything. Now I can't sleep because I hear noise. I'm like, is she breathing? Is she
coughing?
Welcome
to daddy.
Is she joking? but it's been absolutely wonderful. We're very lucky from everyone. You know, I work at Catholic Medical Center. I talk to a lot of nurses, newborn moms, et cetera. Our girl's sleeping like 3 to 4 hours at a stretch when she is sleeping through the night. She's not colicky, knock on wood. She's eating a lot right now, but she's just been like, this is what, why didn't I have these sooner? She's been very, very easy, quite a joy. There's lots of personal things that have happened for me. I don't want to bore the audience, but for the first time in my life, I'm grounded. I want to be at home 7 nights a week. I want to do nothing on the weekend except hang out at home and do stuff around the house and play with my daughter and her daughter. She has a 5 3/4-year-old. So we're doing a lot of family. She's very adamant. No, I'm 5 3/4, not 5 1/2. I remember being that age, too. I'm like, wait till you're 19. You'll wish you were 18 again. And then when you're 39, you'll wish you were 25. You know how it goes. So you can't wait to grow up. And then when you grow up, you want to grow young again.
Yep.
But it's been wonderful. I've learned a ton. My friends are very helpful and supportive. And I'm cooking 12 nights a week. I'm cooking all the time. She's still, you know, obviously breastfeeding, and so I can't prepare anything for her yet, but I'm looking forward to the step when she starts eating consumables and making her own baby food.
I did that. I made my kids own.
I did not
solely, but it's really simple.
It is. I had a little food processor right on my counter, and when we had leftovers, it would go in there.
Yeah, and you put it in ice trays.
Yep.
And you just freeze it, and then you put them in little baggies, and they're ready all the time.
And you put breast milk in it.
Ah,
right. I've read that many times.
I never thought.
I'm like, I ain't touching it, but the baby loves it. So. And I will say, from a artsy point of view, the color of breast milk is just absolutely beautiful. It's like a golden buttery.
He is so in love.
Oh, yes, he is.
Well, because, you know, you put it in these special bags that, like, they're non-stick, so every drop pours out. And every time I pour it out, I'm like, I think we should paint the living room this color.
Oh, my gosh.
Only on Food for Thought.
Perfect place to have it, right?
It's a beautiful
it's
color.
Food.
And it's the healthiest, most locally sourced.
And we talk about colors organic of fruits and vegetables and how vibrant and beautiful. Yep. What's the difference?
Yep.
This is like too much.
Wait till Donna gets on now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right? How's she going to spin on this one?
And Donna is speaking of Donna.
Here she is.
Uh-oh. Careful with your ears.
Donna, were you listening
Buenos
to
Buenos dias, mi amigos, and Food for Thought. Yo soy muy feliz hoy, porque yo quiero presentar Dono de Delaware. Ella es muy fabulosa, cocina con cera, de todas las chicas, ella es más mejor. Tú no necesitas esperar no más. Aquí es Dono Delight.
Hey, you thought that I was going to tell a wonder, didn't you? Uh-huh, tell a wonder. oh, here I come. Because you know that Donna can do Telemundo, don't y'all? How y'all doing in there?
We're loving it.
Ouch.
Hey, so funny. Hey, what? You know, y'all lost for words?
Yes, Donna, what the heck was that?
You know what it was?
Are you going
to
translate?
We're about to do Cinco de Mayo tomorrow. Huh?
Are you going to translate for us?
Don't y'all know y'all should be brushed up on y'all Spanish. Now, y'all want an interpreter? I'm going to give y'all an interpreter. Since y'all don't know what the heck is going on. This is what he done said.
Hello, Food for Thought. This is Ted Johnson. How's everything going?
Good.
Hello?
Oh, good. Oh, we thought you were going to keep going.
Oh, no. I just wanted to interpret what I said to you guys.
Okay.
Basically, he said good afternoon to my friend at Food for Thought. I told him I'm very happy today to be able to present my wife, Donna from Delaware. I said she's very fabulous and cooking is her thing, and she's the best cook, and no need to wait no more. Here's Donna Delight.
Oh, thank you.
That's right. You know me. I got my soprano and my chi-chis is out. No, not my chi-chis. Are my chi-chis out? Tater. Oh, no, we don't want my taters. The taters is out, not taters. How y'all doing?
We are good. We are good.
Hey, Steve.
Hey.
Did you get a new baby?
Brand spanking new. Yep, 7 weeks ago.
Did you diaper the wrong end?
Not yet. No.
No, Donna, I can attest to that. I watched him change the diaper in the hospital like a champ.
It wrapped,
he
scooped it up like he had a basketball. No, scooped it up like he had a loaf of bread, and he was wiping it out.
It's like wrapping a tortilla. It's really easy.
It's a burrito. It's a burrito, Steve.
It is.
And wait, the burrito without the beans. You're getting black beans and corn in that burrito, Steve.
She is a little bean herself. She's a tiny
thing. She's adorable. She is absolutely adorable. So everybody's good?
We are good.
Yes.
I can't
Everybody happy and excited. So you ready for me?
We are.
You are. Now I blew your minds with that, didn't I? I know I did. Y'all know I head for the butcher. Ding, 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 the ding, ding, the ding. Okay, yes. Oh, yes. We're headed for the butcher. We're going to Fiesta until we need a siesta. It's time to grab your ponchos and your sombrero. Take a little trip. Take a little trip with me. Go on and get in your lowrider while bumping Carlos Santana. Cinco de Mayo is tomorrow, and I'm so excited. I'm saucing my way into nacho heaven. I'm in the mood for Mexican food. But honey, that rich calorie and high fat content can go to my waistline and my behind like a fat worm sitting in a bottle of tequila. I want to celebrate, but y'all know I don't want to be the fat one. I mean the flat one playing in a mariachi band. So I cut the lard and the pork from my cornata, skip the sangria, and turn up the jack. I'm talking about jackfruit, y'all. It's rich in vitamin B6, iron, and fiber. It's a whole lot of enchilada with vitamins and antioxidants. And when you cook it, y'all, it resembles pulled pork. So, hey, let's get it, and tip our sombreros to some jackfruit and give pork the boot in the recipe of the week. Jackfruit Coronadas. Here's what you'll need to hit a vegan flavor pinata with a garlic spoon. You'll need 1 cup of orange juice. You'll need 1 teaspoon of oregano dried. You'll need 1/2 onion. You'll need 2 cups of vegetable stock. You'll need 1/4 teaspoon of garlic. You'll need 2 tablespoons of lime juice. You'll need 2 teaspoons of ground cumin. You'll need 2 cans of jackfruit you're going to drain. Now, for the topping for your carnitas, you're going to place the following in a bowl. 1 avocado slice, 1 cup of chopped cilantro, 1 tablespoon of lime juice, 1 cup of chopped bell peppers, but I use yellow peppers because they my favorite, 1 cup of chopped tomatillos. Now, in a blender, you're going to place the following. Orange juice, onions, oregano, the stock, garlic, cumin, and lime, and mix it well. Place your jackfruit in the can. Make sure you drain your can of jackfruit, and you're going to place that into your crock pot, and you're going to pour your marinara over. You're going to cook on low, no heat for 5 hours. Next, you're going to take out that jackfruit, and you're going to shred it like pulled pork. You're going to place it underneath a broiler for about 5 to 10 minutes, and you're going to serve that Coronada about a half a cup on an Ortega flat, festive flat. I topped it with my topping, placed a little Greek yogurt. Now go on and get pork de boot and use some jackfruit in your Coronada. So Jimmy Buffett, you have my pinata filled with Benjamins and Grants, because I'm headed to Margaritaville, King.
Hey, Donna, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Why you ask me if I'm still there? You don't believe I'm there?
Sometimes you say keen and then you're out the door.
I'm out the door. No, I ain't out the door yet. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Steve. I'm listening.
Do we have time to talk about jackfruit?
Uh-huh.
So jackfruit, they're saying, is going to be the superfood of 2017.
It is.
I've been tempted to buy it, but it's as big as my body. It is the largest naturally occurring fruit on the planet.
It's large. It got some Weibos for all my Mexican fans. They know what Weibos are.
So have you played around with fresh jackfruit at all?
Have I played around with it? The kicker is, Steve, I found the can inside inside my farmer's market, and I said, what the heck? Because y'all know me. I'm always looking for fun and interesting things. And so I picked up the can, and then I went home, and I did my homework and my research on it, and I was like, you know what? I'm on to something. And then I was like, they said, you can use it. You can make crab cakes out of this stuff. Like, it is, like you said, it is the bomb.com for as the vegan world. And y'all know Donna's trying to get it right and keep it tight, because that's what I'm about to do. But yes, jackfruit is amazing. It said it can help fight cancer. And it's one of the largest fruits there is. Yep.
Correct. All right.
Know her stuff, don't you?
Huh? He was trying to stump you,
I think. Know Donna know her stuff. So I'll tell y'all like this.
I like trying new foods, but I pick it up and put it on the scale. I'm like, I'm not spending $120 on a piece of fruit.
But see, I got out the can. Get out the can. I just tried it out the can first, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to send y'all, go on my website, DonnasDelights.com, and I'm going to have a picture and that recipe up to use that canned jackfruit, because I had to start out with the can, because like you said, I'm not paying $100-some either, but the can only cost me $2.99, and I'm fine with $2.99, because y'all know I can do that. So I'm going to say this to you, playing my James Brown voice, please, for all that is good, do not put the wall up, because I need my guacamole, I need my enchiladas, and I need my cornyatas to keep it coming. For life is for living, and food is for giving. And Don's got to head to the border. Adios, muchachos. Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Bye, Donna. Oh, my goodness.
So, just when I think she can't get any more energetic.
Right? She did. She was, like, off the wall today. And you are listening to Food for Thought, Carol and Tracy. We are going to go on a short break. We'll be back with Amanda, Kim, and my dad on their lunch tour. Their lunch tour. So we're going to hear about it. They went to Ignite, so stay tuned.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7. The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. And we have a segment coming up, and I'm going to let Kim Bergeron take this over with my dad, Amanda, and Steve Freeman. They're going to talk about their lunch that they've been doing. I'm going to let you talk about it. So here, Kim, you can take it away.
Glad to be here again. So for those of you who aren't familiar with what we've been doing, is we're kind of just getting people out of their rut of going back to the same restaurants and ordering the same dishes year after year after year. And I do that all the time. So this has been a lot of fun, where we're going into new restaurants and we're not even looking at the menu. We're telling the server or the chef what basically feed us. What do you want us to try that's new They might ask us a couple of questions, and then from there they prepare different meals for us or different side dishes and whatnot. So a couple weeks ago, we went to Ignite, and we had great food. And from here, we're going to let Amanda and George tell a little bit about what we ate.
Hi there. Yes, we went over to Ignite 2 weeks ago this Friday, or 2 weeks ago Friday, sorry. And Anne served us. She was amazing. She was a great host.
Excellent.
We had ahi tuna salad, French onion soup. What else did we have, George?
Pulled pork sandwich.
The poor boy salmon. Poor boy.
And the cat had sweet potato fries.
Yes.
Those are really good, too.
And a lobster roll.
And a lobster roll.
Yeah. Yep.
The onion soup.
Yes, yes.
Everything was excellent.
The portions were great.
Portions were great. The service was outstanding.
Very.
Very, very gracious. And it's something about it that when you do this experience, which we just did, you want to go back.
Right.
And that's the big thing.
One thing I joke about is, okay, I found a new restaurant, and now I'm going to be ordering the same thing again, though.
Yeah, I know.
I got to tell you, though, out of all of those, my favorite, and I'm still dreaming about it right now, was dessert. It was an Almond Joy cheesecake.
Yeah.
Out of this world.
Outstanding.
I like this concept.
Yes.
No, they have their own in-house baker, and she just comes up with random things, and we just got lucky that day that she had made this Almond Joy cheesecake. It was the best. Superb.
I always pride myself into just having one or two bites, and my God, I could not restrain myself.
I know.
That was excellent.
But Amanda was really fighting for it.
Yeah.
So. True story. Yes.
Yeah, so it was a great experience. And Amanda, you have a sheet in front of you, too, because they have a lot of lunch specials. And a couple of them that we did have, and their prices are fantastic.
No, prices were unbelievable.
Right. Their salmon poor boy sandwich actually came off their $8.50 lunch menu, which is served Monday through Friday from 11 to 2. They have on there a cup of soup and sandwich, bluff buffalo chicken wrap, barbecue pulled pork sandwich, and a chicken parm sandwich. All of these come with a side. And head over to Ignite. It was busy. There's seating outside. Servers and chefs are amazing.
Wonderful atmosphere.
And then she showed us a few other plates that were being served.
Yes.
And they all looked really good.
The fisherman platter was just unbelievable.
And Amanda, what was that other one? It was the grill.
The mixed grill.
So that was grilled chicken.
Yeah, chicken with shrimp, right?
Right, and the shrimp.
Some jumbo shrimp. Colossal jumbo shrimp, yes.
So, Kim, did you come up with this concept?
Yeah.
So just it's to get people out of ordering the tuna pocket every day.
It is. Exactly. It really is. We're going to do a review maybe in a couple of weeks of some that we've already been to. But one thing that I've, when we were at Neville's spot, the Veranda. I had a fish dish, and I don't remember the name of it right now, but it had a red sauce. And that is definitely not something I would have ordered on my own. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. So again, it's getting us out of the rut, trying new things, and it works, and it's been fun.
And you told me about that dish. It's a real hot thing
going.
It is. Fish with a red sauce. Beautiful.
It's been fun. So stay tuned because we'll be going. We have a list of places that we're going to be heading to. So we'll be doing some reviews. Follow the Facebook page, Food for Thought with Carol.
Head down to Ignite tonight for the taco tour. They're going to be serving a Costa Rican fish taco.
That would be good.
It's wonderful. I've had it. So
all right.
Go on down and enjoy.
So one thing, if anybody has any ideas of what to call us, George, Amanda, and Kim out on the road, we were saying that we need a little name for ourselves. So call it in, put a message on Facebook, give us a couple ideas, and you'll be hearing from us.
Very nice.
Thanks, Carol, for having us.
Wonderful.
What else do you guys want to talk about? we have one more minute.
Well, let's talk about the other places on your agenda. Do you target certain places?
What we're doing is we're kind of doing a few different segments. So right now it's in the Manchester area.
Yep.
And then later on we'll go on the outskirts. So, like, for instance, Colby Hill is here, going to be talking with us later on the show. And maybe we'll head there, too.
Okay.
So we'll be back in just a few moments.
Very good.
You too, thank you.